wonderful counselor, the mighty God, the everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace, and of the increase of his kingdom and peace, there shall be no end. We rejoice in your salvation. Thank you for the privilege to be numbered in you. Thank you for your mercies and your loving kindness. We worship you. We magnify you. Glory to your name. Hallelujah. Tonight, Lord, we approach you with a heart of thanksgiving, a heart of praise. We glorify you because of the superfluity of thy bounty, the bounty that is fulfilled and revealed in the grace that you have made available for us, that our insufficiencies might be swallowed up in your all-sufficiency. For it is written that your spirit helpeth our infirmities. Thank you for helping our infirmities. We had no capacity to save ourselves, and you saved us in your grace. We thank you for translating us out of darkness to the kingdom of your dear Son. Let your great name be glorified in this house tonight, in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, in Jesus' name. You may be seated. God bless you. Welcome to the house of God. And just in case you came with the Bible, I want to invite you to turn to the book of Genesis chapter 12. Genesis chapter 12. There are several things that God will be doing here tonight. And I want to assure you that it doesn't take eternity for God to do that which is eternal. Genesis chapter 12. Hallelujah. I recognize the presence of cutting edge ministers of the gospel. By the grace of God on your life will only be on the increase in the name of Jesus. Are you there in the book of Genesis chapter 12? I'd like us to read as a family. From verse 1. Now the Lord hath said unto Abram, get thee out of thy country and from thy kindred and from thy father's house unto a land that I will show thee, and I will make of thee a great nation, and I will bless thee and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing, and I will bless them that bless thee, and I'll curse him that curseth thee, and in thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. When you study your Bible, there are several things about God that you're going to find out. One of the things you find out about God is the capacity of his sovereign will. For instance, this visitation that Abraham had was a visitation that was not occasioned by his prayers, his intercession. It was not something that Abraham stumbled upon because he was educated as to how to prosecute spiritual exercises. This was a mere act of the sovereignty of God. Abraham never prayed to God. Abraham never fasted to God. But suddenly God, by an act of his own sovereign will, decided to stretch forth his hand in his direction. Now, if you notice in verse 1, the Bible says the Lord had said unto Abraham. Now, you see, Abraham did not know who was speaking. There was this voice in his head And that voice kept insisting that he gets out of his country. That voice kept insisting. It was something that was deliberate. God was sponsoring a line of motion around the life of this man, Abraham. Now, he was not the only man at that time. God had to bypass many people. He had to look away from many people in order for him to choose Abraham. Abraham was God's choice. Whereas before this time, there were great men that walked with God. Men like Enoch. Enoch so understood the alignment of the frame of the invincible realm that he eventually was not. But God never started any redemptive enterprise with Enoch, even though he was a great man. We have had men like Noah that walked with God. Noah found grace, found favor with God. And on the strength of that, God decided to begin a new beginning with the household of Noah. Noah was privileged to see a new era. Noah was privileged to be part of a new foundation, a new civilization, a new ecosystem that God was planting in the earth. These were mighty men, but God never began any redemptive project with any of these great guys that he had walked with before this time. These were people that sought his face. These were people that collided with him somehow, and he began to educate them. They were mighty in their time, but there was no redemptive program in view. And when God wanted to facilitate a program that had the potency of redemption, God decided to reach out to a land of historic unbelievers. People that have never gotten any wind of the Most High. Why didn't he start with Enoch? Enoch was so prophetic that the names he gave to his children were actually revelatory names that were indicative of what God wanted to do in the earth. Times and seasons and epochs. You could see that he had climbed in his spiritual journey with God to a point where God could decide, okay, since you have been faithful to me, I have a plan to undo what Adam did, and I want to cut a covenant with you. God did not look at Enoch. He didn't consider Noah. Abraham was sitting in the context of darkness. And the Bible says that God spoke to him. Hallelujah. God did what? I attended a seminar one day, and the teacher was trying to instruct us in the issues pertaining to the communications of God. And the teacher said that God can only speak to people that have his nature, people that have his life, people that are born again. That position is contradictory to Scripture. The Bible calls God the Father of all spirits. He speaks to the devil, he summons him. Because he's the Father of what? Of all spirits. So God was able to speak to Abraham. They had no relationship in terms of, they were not part of the same family. But because he had a spirit, God spoke to him. And God did not just speak to him one time. God kept on speaking to him until he could not deny what God was trying to tell him. Just in case you are in this hall tonight, and you don't know God. The family where you grew up in, they don't resort to God to take decisions. It's not by the power of God that they survive. They survive by a strange source of power. I want to tell you tonight, God will speak to you. Just like he spoke to Abraham. There was no reason for God to speak to Abraham other than the fact that by an act of his sovereign will, he chose Abraham. Why God chose Abraham is still something we'll need to find in heaven. But he did not just choose him, he chose him to be a father of nations. And God was determined that that destiny was going to find expression. If you are still with me, say amen. Amen. Now, I like to begin by saying the destiny of a man is a product of a sovereign act of God. I also want to say that before you were formed in your mother's womb, you existed as a seed of eternity. According to the book of Jeremiah chapter 1 verse 5, it says, before I formed thee in the womb, I knew thee. And before thou camest forth, I sanctified and I ordained thee as a prophet to the nations. That is to say that God did not only know you as a seed of eternity, God also designed a destiny that you were coming into this life to fulfill. And that was by an act of God's sovereign authority. These are things that are beyond prayer. These are things that were set up by the sovereignty of God. You must have read your Bible in the book of Matthew chapter 6, where it says, for thine is the kingdom, for thine is the power. That's one of the components of the power that is with him. He decided to craft your destiny without consulting anybody. He set the protocol of your progression without seeking suggestions from you. Because there is a level of sovereignty, there's a level of power that you are not aware of that has already set your life in a certain kind of motion. For Abraham, he was designed to be a father of many nations. And many nations were going to come out of his loins. And God, by reason of his sovereign will, decided to visit Abraham. He did not come in a crowd. He came to him as an individual. And God spoke to him. Get out of your country. You see, the demands that God brought on this man were not cerebral demands. You are in the corridor of cerebral development. Some of you are studying to be psychologists. Some of you are studying to be accountants. Some of you are studying to practice law. And so you understand cerebral things. This was not a cerebral call. This was a demand that was placed on the heart of a man. A demand that required obedience. But you see, there's going to be a challenge in obedience because Abraham doesn't know who is calling. So because he had not yet built trust in God, it was difficult for him to respond to God at the first instance. So God kept speaking, even though Abraham heard. Abraham was not obeying because he didn't know God. But when God troubled him to a point that he had to begin to take steps to fulfill what he was hearing, I don't know how God was able to convince him. I don't know how God conquered him. Because this is a scenario that provides numerous assortments of possibilities of questions and contradictions. Now, maybe you have not yet known the gravity of what God was asking this man to do. God was telling him, go to the Nigerian Immigration Service. That's where we get our passports from. And until the national ID card becomes available, your international passport is the most valid form of identification that you have. And God was telling Abraham, go back to the Nigerian Immigration Service and ask them to expunge your name from the lexicon of Nigerians. And just in case you are in possession of a green passport, take it back to the controller and say, well, from this day henceforth, I'm no longer qualified to be in possession of this material. It belongs to Nigeria. And so, expunge my name and take your property. That was what God was asking him to. When you have done that, then you now go to your kindred. When they are doing New Yam Festival, all their uncles traveling from everywhere. Before they eat the yam, he said, wait, you have a prayer. You want to pray. And then you tell your kindred, my name, expunge it from the family tree. Now, I hope you know the kind of confusion that you are going to generate. In fact, some witchcraft attacks will come on the account of that attempt. Are you with me? Then you now go to your father's hut and ask your father to name all his children. Then he starts from the firstborn. Maybe you are the thirdborn, secondborn. Then thirdborn, you now mention yourself. That's the problem. That, imagine you don't have any thirdborn called. Now, so can you see why it took Abraham time to respond? Because of the implication. If Abraham finishes this task and maybe he suffers hunger, he doesn't have the right to cry and say, please provide support for me. Because he, by an act of his own will, has decided to cut himself up from the physical family tree to which he belongs. Obedience to this call will require that Abraham will become nationless, familyless, clanless. He will become a rolling stone, migrating from one place to the other, seeking actualization. And so when God told him, get out, he did not obey quickly. Because he wanted proof to know if the person instructing him to leave had the capacity to meet his needs, so that he will not need a family, he will not need a country, he will not need a fiscal father. Does he have the ability to deliver? Hallelujah. That's one way to look at it. Another way to look at it, you know, the call was threefold. And if you check, you'll find out that man happens to be tripartite. Man is spirit, man is soul, man is body. There is a call that affects your spirit. There's a call that affects your soul. And there is a call from God that affects your body. If you see how redemption was purchased on the cross, you are going to see a part of the dealings of redemption that had to do with Jesus' spirit. Are you with me? Do you remember why Jesus was on the cross? That a time came where something that had never happened in the history of God took place. In the history of God, there has never been an occasion where the Father was separate from the Son. And in order for the claims of divine justice to be satisfied, Jesus will have to take our place. And our place is a place of damnation, a place of disconnection from God, a place of reproach. And in keeping with the demands of divine justice, Jesus had to come to that point where he was separated economically from his Father. In fact, in response to that, are you still with me? I want to take you on a journey. In fact, in response to that disconnection, the Father had to express his grief. Because in the history of God, the Father had never been separate from the Son. And so the Father had to express the kind of grief that he was experiencing. And that grief was revealed in the way the Father tore the curtain of the Holy of Holies. Now, if you have studied your Bible, you find out that if a Hebrew man happens to be either exceedingly sorrowful or exceedingly disappointed, the way he reacts to that situation is that he tears his garment and he puts ashes upon his head. So the Father was trying to express his grief, and in response to the situation of serious sorrow, he now tore his garment, which was the cutting of the Holy of Holies. He tore it from top to bottom. The only way a cotton can tear, are you with me? From top to bottom. In that case, was that the one that was wearing that cotton was responsible for it tearing from top to bottom. It was an expression of the Father's grief, because there was a spiritual thing that took place. In order for him to satisfy the claims of divine justice, at some point he had to be separate from his Father.
And if you study the book of John critically, you'll find out that the life of Jesus was his father. There was nothing that Jesus did outside of that which his father instructed. And that was why there was no need for you to look for the father. If you had seen Jesus, you had seen the father, because Jesus was a theater through which the father was expressed. Everything Jesus said were the words of the father. Everything Jesus taught was the teachings of the father. In fact, every miracle that Jesus did was an expression of what the father was doing in heaven that they peeped into. So Jesus was the clearest definition of his father, the clearest definition of God, according to the book of Hebrews chapter 1 from verse 1. He said, God, who has sundry times and in diverse manners spake unto the fathers by the prophets, has in this last days spoken unto us by his son. It was in that collation that Jesus was called the brightness of the glory of God and the express image of his personality. So Jesus was the clearest definition of God. But it happens to be that a time came where Jesus had to be separated from his father, and that constituted a great object of sorrow, and the father tore his garment. In order for Jesus to accomplish our redemption, he had to go naked on the cross. You see, Passion of the Christ made it look mild. The real context of crucifixion was a naked man on the cross. And so Jesus had to go stark naked on the cross in order to prosecute redemption. So that is soulish, because the reaction of a man that is naked is shame. That's all. And that's soulish torture. The first was spiritual torture. The second was what? Soulish torture. And then you know he was pierced. You know the crown. That's physical bodily torture. These were the three scopes of assault that had to be brought on Jesus in order for him to qualify to satisfy the claims of divine justice. So in the call of redemption, there's a spirit call. In the spirit call, all your acquaintances with demonic spirits, all your romances with demonic spirits will have to be brought to an abrupt end. You see, are you still with me? I say, are you with me? There are many ways we entertain spirits without knowing. Spirits. For instance, when somebody comes and he finds a girlfriend on campus, because that's what people in 300 level, 400 level, they want to check which of the ladies is a virgin. Say, this one. So I say, virgin, the way she's behaving. That's the way to go. At least you are sure that there's no HIV. There is no strange thing. So people want to explore new grounds. May the Lord help us in Jesus' name. When you start your enterprise of fornication, first of all, you begin that enterprise of fornication as a desire that your flesh has placed before you. And when you begin to succeed in it and you stay in it, you have no idea that fornication, there is a spirit called fornication. So what you are doing unconsciously is that you are actually worshipping a spirit. So the spirit that is in charge of that kind of worship will come to accept the worship. And the way the spirit does it is that the spirit will come and aid you in the fornication. Because in fornicating, you have entered his layer. You have entered his dominion. You have entered his space. So the spirit now comes to aid you in the fornication enterprise. So much so that if you decide by a new year resolution that you want to stop fornicating, you will not be able to stop an act of your will. Your will becomes paralyzed. It becomes insufficient. Because there's a connection that is spiritual that has been built out of the transgression that is in your life. You know, the Bible says that he that breaketh a hedge, a serpent will bite. There is a way you can live your life that is trespass. It has crossed the borders of your will. It has entered into the layer of the spirit being,
And that spirit being is going to come and provide support so that his worship and memory can be sustained in your life. If you are still with me, say amen.
Amen.
And so the call of Abraham was a call to disconnect from the spirit. If as long as you are connected with another contrary spirit, the possibility of being influenced by that spirit exists. Influence in the context of marginalization of your seasons, manipulation of your seasons, so that your life becomes a reflection of the will of that spirit, not the will of God. Unfortunately for the spirit never created you. So the spirit just borrowed you. And meanwhile, the Bible reveals that Jesus can save to the uttermost. His vision is to save you to the uttermost. And that kind of salvation cannot be accomplished except there is a spirit call. I remember, most of you don't understand the dimensions of this landscape, this piece of real estate that we call Benue State University. Most of you don't understand it. You are newcomers. Now, I need to educate you a little. I don't know how much time I have for this, my education. Because it's deep. I'm just checking my clock and checking the place to know how far I will go this evening. Now, if you ever find a school, a campus, that is close to a river. Now, check, go around Nigeria, try to find out how many schools are close to rivers. A campus that you cannot do a straight fence round because there is a river. A major river that is part of the boundary of the campus. Those of you that are well traveled. Okay, let me leave it to you. You still have some exploration to do. Maybe when you travel around, try to find out if there is any campus in Nigeria that is sharing borders with a major river. The location of this place has already given it away. And so, there is a program of salvation that is designed to disconnect you from spirits. Spirits are jealous beings, very jealous entities. In fact, the Bible spoke about God, and the Bible called him a jealous God. You know why? God will not want to run your life and share you with another spirit. Spirits are possessive in nature. Hence, the doctrine of consecration is required. Are you with me? Because it is in consecration that you deliberately, by an act of your will, make yourself God's property. You are God's property because he bought you with the price of his blood. But upon consecration, you have now become reasonable. You have now realized that Jesus has paid your bride price, and by an act of your will, you have allowed the authority over your life to pass from your hands into the hands of God. The reason for consecration is so that no spirit will have the authority to lay claim of your, over your life. We've been in ministry for long, and then we have seen people that spirits have said, the womb of this woman is my own. You can take her head, she can school and school in Oxford University and become a professor. But if it has to do with the womb is mine. And the spirit has a lot of legalities that are entrenched that seem to give that spirit authority over the womb of that woman. It's not just an anointed man that is required to liberate that woman. Huh? Because the anointing won't work in a situation where there's a legality. The preacher will need a revelation to see the structure of the situation. And then he can use his authority in God on the strength of her own will. Are you with me? Her will must be involved. Her confession must be involved. She must renounce that thing that claims to have power over her womb. And I've seen all kinds of stuff. We had to do all kinds of things, all kinds of litigation to ensure that people were drawn out of the hold of demonic grips. Jesus has an ambition, and his ambition is to save us to the uttermost. That's why there's a spirit call involved.
Hallelujah.
Please help me tell your neighbor there's a spirit call involved. Some of you were born into families that are totally godless. And if somebody claims to want to bless you in such a family, what he does is that he connects you with his spirit. In terms of protection, they say they want to protect you. And in attempting to protect you, what they did is that they made you a subject of a strange spirit. And that spirit now has authority to determine your seasons.
Hallelujah.
The spirit has authority to determine your times.
Maybe a wonderful lady that will change your life is about to get connected to you in a relationship. The spirit will now go and torment that lady. And say, you are in the wrong place. You can't stay here. And when the intimacy is trying to build, something strange will happen. Because it's not your portion to get connected with someone that has the capacity and the potency to make your life look better. I've seen how spirits have marginalized the destinies of intelligent people. It doesn't take away the intelligence. The intelligence can still remain, but the life is crooked because it is perforated by the influence of spirits. And if any positive thing whatsoever can come out of that life, there must be a spirit call, a spirit disconnection. If you have succeeded in the spirit disconnection, hallelujah. I say hallelujah. I was ministering one time, and the power of God came upon a lady, and she was far from where I was. And the spirit, a masculine voice, began to speak through her vocal cord. And the masculine voice was addressing me, that preacher, there's nothing you can do about this woman. This woman is mine. Oh, see, that spirit, are you with me? Seems to be claiming that life. How I wish I had time to show you how vast the theater of the chambers of a human being is. How vast it is. Okay, at least you are acquainted with this scripture, the madman of Gadara. When Jesus asked him, "What is your name?" He said, "My name is Legion, because we are many." The word legion is a Roman military term that characterizes a garrison of soldiers from 2,000 to 12,000. So imagine that, at least there were 2,000 spirits finding a comfortable abode in his chamber, the chamber of one man. Many of you might have wondered, why is it that the people we started pornography together with, they have stopped? But I'm hooked up. Please help me preach to that person. Tell the person a spirit is involved. Somebody's wondering. All my mates, they are married. I'm the only one left. And the last time I checked, I was much more beautiful than they are. You come to realize when the true day comes in your life that your physique has nothing to do with your possibilities. Especially if a spirit. Oh, you don't want to preach my message. All the ladies have gone mute. Ladies, help me preach that message. What happened? It's involved. It was a strange call that God brought to Abraham. You must disconnect from the spirit that rules you. Because Abraham was part of a family that was saddled with the responsibility of priesthood in that nation. So Abraham's family, they don't go to school. I hope you know, according to archaeology, all of the Chaldees is the first place for civilization among humankind. So there were people that went to school, but Abraham's family, they were dedicated to the altar. Abraham came from a family of priesthood. They know how to hear the whispers of spirits. So it was not too unusual for a voice to be locked in his head. They were priestly, they were in the priestly line. And God said, there's nothing positive I can build as long as you remain in this context. The evil spirits will take the glory. for what I want to do. So get out. Disconnect from the spirit.
Let me tell you something about disconnecting from spirits.
If you are still with me, say amen.
Amen.
You know, spirits are very possessive. They are jealous. Number two, they are possessive. And so when you go and you want to make any attempt to disconnect from a spirit, it declares war.
Sometimes the spirit can come and make you feel lonely.
There are so many people,
but it begins to play the chord of your emotions and make you feel exclusively lonely. And if you don't understand the tricks of the enemy, that will become a basis of control. You want company, and because you want company, you get involved in things that the spirit likes and then reestablish the dominion of the spirit again.
So his entire family were dedicated to the altar, which is the spiritual system that runs the civilization of all of the Chaldees.
Abraham was next in line to inherit the mantra of that altar. That means he was the next Ezemo in line.
Are you with me?
The intensity of the spirit was so strong on him that the spirit, because the spirit loved him so much, the spirit of that altar loved him so much, he decided to put his mark upon his family. It's by the passionate love of that spirit that his wife became barren. Because it was the spirit of fertility, a fertility god. And fertility gods control life, the cycle of life. So Sarah's barrenness was a proof that Abraham was chosen to be a worshiper of the fertility spirit. It was blessing. It was a sign of approval that the spirit had chosen. So he was next in line for the highest possible portfolio in the managing of the altar. I'm talking about a woman. This lady was confirmed barren as a teenager, because the spirit had placed his mark. There's only one way the spirit can be known. Are you with me? Oh, you're not with me. I say, are you with me? There's only one way. We can't see this. We can't see spirit. So the only way the spirit will be known, if it's the spirit of barrenness that is being worshipped, he makes the women barren. He can retain their beauty, their elegance is still there. But what happens? The womb has been taken. The spirit will put his fingerprint upon you so that it can be remembered. If it's a spirit of poverty, you are going to see a spiritualized mode of lack, a cyclical routine mode that is transgenerational. You will see parchedness and dryness and poverty. You know, the kind of poverty that when you see it, you don't need a dictionary to define it. It's practical. It's what the people that wrote the meaning in the dictionary saw before they were inspired to do the writing. Strange poverty. Because the spirit that is being worshipped is a spirit of poverty and reproach. And he had to advertise his skill on his subjects. If you are still with me, say amen.
Amen.
Ah, the job of a pastor is a terrible job.
Oh, you will see twisted people, maligned, destinies cut off. And you go into the spirit realm and stand before the court of heaven to receive a verdict from the mouth of God as an instrument, a rhema, with which you battle, you war to retrieve what Satan claims to be his possession.
The real job of a shepherd is manifest in the day that a wild beast comes for your sheep. So Abraham had to be separated from the altar.
You see, are you still with me?
Oh, you are not with me.
When God called Moses,
and say, go to Pharaoh and tell Pharaoh to let my people go. That call was not lucrative. Moses had to seek details because he knows Pharaoh the serpent. I don't have time to open the scriptures, show you from the prophecies, the visions that people like Isaiah saw, Ezekiel saw. They saw the substance of Pharaoh. And the substance of Pharaoh was the likeness of an anaconda that was in the midst of the Red Sea. The reality of Pharaoh was in the Red Sea. That was why God chose that they should cross it. There were other ways to go to Canaan. In fact, the other ways are shorter. It will take 6 days to make it to Canaan. But the great one said it must be through the belly of the sea. I don't have time. Why do you think that? Go and watch any ancient Egyptian movie. You'll find out that on the crown of Pharaoh there is a cobra. That was where his reality was. He drew strength from a mystical serpent that had its dwelling in the midst of the river. And then you are going to tell him, let my people go. He said, God, if you want to kill me, just tell me. There are many ways to die, not this way. Yes, I'm under your sentence of death. So just take my life. You tell Pharaoh, you give Pharaoh an instruction. Pharaoh was the one that determines who sleeps and who wakes up. Because a spirit is possessive. A spirit will never let you go. You will have to exercise your will in consonance with the will of God for you to be able to kiss a spirit goodbye. And Abraham knew the implication of what God was calling him to do, and he didn't know God's capacity. And that was why his obedience was not swift. If you check subsequently in his dealings with God, his obedience was swift. But at this time, it took a very long time because God had to show him that he had capacity to deliver in the days where the jealousy of the spirit that he serves arises against him. It was because of the fears of Moses that God had to show him some signs. Show him some signs. And Moses had grown up in Egypt, so he understood the magic of the staff, that Janus and Jabez, the two herbalists of Egypt, their power was in their staff. And in the same way, God now said, drop your own, just to show him, because at that time he was still an Egyptian. So God had to use an Egyptian sign. So when he saw that his staff too, because Janus and Jabez, they used to use it to play, to scare small children. They drop their staff, it becomes a serpent. They will laugh, pick it up. But a day came where they came home without staffs. And when the story was told, they say another man came with another staff. He came with the staff of God. God will not allow you to wander from the regions of his spirit that you once served without giving you a staff to contend with him, just in case his jealousy makes him arise. It was a battle that God was calling Abraham to engage. His liberty was tied to a spiritual battle. So he had to sever himself spiritually. When you have severed yourself spiritually, you might think that you have actually secured liberty. Until the devil begins to play with the strings of your soul. Every appetite you once enjoyed. Is it pornography? Is it sex? Is it lust? Is it anything that you have explored? The kingdom of darkness will stand on that altar and want to use it to regulate you. There are many people in this hall that are stuck to masturbation, but they still come to church and say, praise the Lord. Those ones indeed have been severed spiritually, but there were several appetites that they used, and darkness is still standing on this appetite, seeking to gain ground and gain territory. There are several people among us that are already fed up trying to break the hold and there is no success. And because of that, you have concluded that God doesn't seem to have the capacity to reverse the condition that has bedeviled my life. Those are suggestions that on the soulish plane you have not yet cut off. If we check your phone, check your ringtone, check the thing that forms your civilization, the pictures in your phone, you will know if you are free or not. Hallelujah. If we check what you browse, if we go to your YouTube history and we click on the history and then we see the things you have seen for the past 21 days, you will know if your soul is free. Many people have asked me, what do we need to do to begin to hear the voice of God? Hearing the voice of God is very easy because He's the Father of all spirits. But it might be difficult for you if your soul is hooked up to a fountain that is polluting your universe. God had to call Abraham, leave your kindred. You need to create a different atmosphere for your soul, a different appetite for your soul. God has to become your obsession, your passion. You need to drink of Him. And then you can realize that this is drink that is drink indeed. The Bible says concerning the elders of Israel that they drank the same spiritual drink and ate the same spiritual meat, which was Christ. That is a drink that is drink indeed. And God will fill you up with His drink, which is His spirit, so that you can have a different lust. A lust for God, a passion for God, a hunger for God. Except God has touched you, your soul life, and reordered your soul desire, you will not have a sustainable passion for God. Many of you have tried to have a wonderful prayer life like Reverend Hughes. You want to be consistent, growing in the anointing, growing in the spirit. Meanwhile, your soul is sold out to the devil. And if you check the kind of music you hear, heavy metal. Do you know what they call heavy metal music? I was telling my wife today, I just read something up. And in the United States of America, what they did was that they got mice, 12 mice, put in a bottle. And then they exposed them to heavy metal music. You know what I mean by heavy metal? Huh? Is that demonic rock party that the people have tattoos and all kinds of? Oh, you guys don't have a guitar today. Would have gone on rock. To give you an idea of what I'm talking about. They exposed 12 mice to heavy metal. 3 days later, they came to the lab to see that all the mice, they fought themselves and killed themselves. Oh, you people have not gone. I have stayed in Lagos. Stayed in Lagos. That's Lagos plays host to the largest number of nightclubs. I didn't even know that. I didn't know that close to where I was staying, there was 0 degree. I was in that 0 degree. I was like, until one day I was going to the airport by 5 a.m. I saw naked people coming out of that place. The 0 degree means strip, flat. So they do their own dance. They'll be stripping small by 9, by 10, by 11. And then by 2, when the place is hot, 0 degrees. I was rushing to the airport by 5 a.m. and saw 0 degrees crossing the road. I said, Baba, what is that? He said, my son. He's an old man. He said, my son. That was his response. 0 degrees. You need to travel to Europe, America. Young men like you and me, we are waiting for Friday. They will sell their phone on Wednesday so that they can buy a big bottle of champagne during the nightclub to show the people that I'm still on pay.
So you can buy anything on the streets of UK, on the streets of London, on Thursday. Because he has to sell. He must make money enough to drink. He must make money enough to party. These are demons that have taken over their appetites. You might get the person to say the sinner prayer, bring the person to church, but his soul is somewhere. Just like somebody that is already hooked up on cannabis. And then you want to bring the person to BSU to study. He has already fallen in love with dope. And because of his love for dope, he can't do school. The love for dope is so much. Oh my God. You are wasting all your money trying to educate a hyena. The hyena is a scavenger. He's looking for dead things to eat. And he loves it with passion. There is nothing you do if you wash a hyena's body and release it, it will come back smelling. Because he has a love. And until that love is conquered, the purpose of God cannot find expression. And unfortunately for Satan, Satan is not involved in a creative enterprise. If Satan were to be given patent right for creation, Jesus. If Satan were to be given the right to create. So, as it stands now, there is nobody that has a legitimate calling in the kingdom of darkness. Every call you fulfill in the kingdom of darkness is borrowed because Satan is not original. It means he had to deceive you. He had to beguile you. Then he now brainwashed you. And he told you about several things in Egypt and the pleasures thereof. And then he used it to bind your soul. And so the call of God must also affect your soul. You know, in the service of Jesus, there were many things that were legitimate that we had to let go of so that Jesus can be our first love. I was a footballer. I know you will not believe that. But I was number 10. On the field, I could make things happen. Glory. Glory to God. I could make things happen. I could make things. One of these days, I'll just get a boot and come and train on your. You will see the traits of my ancient person. I was into soccer so much that soccer became a god. I started loving it. And God designed that my love for soccer was going to stand against my love for him. So he had to say, no more soccer. It's not a sin to go with soccer. But for me, it became a sin. You know, the Bible says, he that knows what to do and doeth it not to him, it means it's idiosyncratic, it is specific and particular. Because your soul is a vast island and you can love anything. You can love someone that's your mother's mate. If you just keep talking to the person and touching the person and touching the person, after 6 months, you will love the person. You can love anything. You can love a camel. You can love a horse. You can love anything. Your soul is vast and vile. You can love pornography. You can love. I know a young man. He sleeps with rams. When he sees rams, he likes them. And then you are wondering, what exactly is wrong with him? He has loved it. And so in your walk with God, what God does many times, he disconnects you from several things so that you don't fall in love with him. Because it's difficult to sever a man from what he loves. Get thee out of thine kindred. Some of you in this hall, the first time you were introduced to lesbianism, it was like a vile thing. And then when you stayed in it, you now felt it was normal. And then you now became the person going out to catch new converts. The thing now is you now love it. So there's a consciousness you have developed. There are several things you see in a female that a normal female will not see because of love. I know you won't say amen again. Amen. Your love makes you see things. It increases your perception.
you will locate and notice things that other people will trivialize because your soul has bought into it. When you see a lady, you notice, there's a place. Lesbianism has a stronghold on the soul. Even though it's a spiritual thing, but it amplifies your sensitivity in the soul. It's the manifestation of a perverted spirit. Spirit of perversion. It powers illegitimate affection. There were many things we had to leave. Those things are legitimate in every respect. But the problem was that they were competing with the place of God in our soul. If you are going to be saturated with God, you must be saturated with Him in your spirit. And you must be filled with His word. He's the center and the circumference, the extent and the limit of your civilization. So God had to do something to Abraham where God became his lust. And if by any means he doesn't pray, he'll begin to feel somehow. That's a proof. It's a sign of spiritual health. It means that your well-beloved, you have not seen him for some time. And so you are imbalanced emotionally. If you are in this place and you don't pray for 1 month and you don't feel it, you have another love. Another love that you are in desperate need of deliverance from. And it happens to be that there was still a third scope of the calling that Abraham received. And that scope had to do with his body. There are 7 words in the book of Psalms in Hebrew that reveal the posture that a mortal man takes when he's worshiping God. You know, the Bible says, glorify God in your body. The Bible says that your body is the temple of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. Your body is a critical vessel. Your body is what God needs to possess if he wants to do something upon the face of the earth. If there is no body for him to possess, his spirit will become handicapped. Because spirits are not designed to operate in this three-dimensional landscape. If you are going to function in this three-dimensional landscape, then God, spirits need creatures that have bodies. A demon is a person without a body. Persons without bodies. And if their operations are going to be effective in this three-dimensional frame of reference, they need a creature that has a line sense of a body of earth. Are you with me? Oh, you're not with me. All right. Now, let me. I didn't want to open any other scripture so that we'll not get lost in teaching. But you have provoked me now. So, let me add one more scripture. Just one more scripture. I want to show you something. How I wish I had time. I wanted to define a bondage. But I will not have time for that. And tomorrow, God may not allow me to continue from where we just started. Alright, it will be Luke chapter 24, verse 39. Luke 24, 39. Luke 24, what? 39. This is Jesus speaking. If you have a good Bible, it should be read. Hallelujah. Now you are not on the same key with me. No. Your plane is wrong. Find me in the spirit. Find me now. Now listen. Okay, you try to find me. My frequency is on a particular... There's a key my frequency is on. Now, the Bible says, behold my hands. The reason why you can behold his hands is because his hands, he is occupying space. He is matter. His physical matter. Is that true? So he occupies space so you can behold him. Now the Bible says, handle me and see.
Reduce your volume. Reduce your volume. You have found me. You have found me. You have found me. When God was teaching me how to migrate from the office of a teacher to the office of a prophet, He took me to heaven. And He showed me a room. I saw the kind of instruments I've never seen on earth. I saw harps with 47 strings. I saw guitars with 14 strings. I saw instruments, string and wind instruments that are not on earth. Now was the day I saw David. Because in heaven, David still plays a harp. If you know what a harp is, that's the design of the heart of a man. Yes, your heart has strings. The Bible says God, He tries the reins. Now God will not play the string of your heart except all of them are tuned right. And there are several vibrations that are acquaintances to darkness and devils. It distorts the sound of a string. And so God can play. It's not everybody that God called that is serving God today. Because some others, they have not allowed the Holy Spirit to tune the string. I never knew how passionate God was with sound until I went there. And He showed me that He doesn't do anything except He makes a sound. On the day of Pentecost, before the fire fell, the Bible says that what? There was a sound. On Mount Carmel, it was Elijah that said, I hear. What? What was about to happen in the natural was rain. But before God brought rain, He brought what? A sound. There is a sound on your life. Before you manifest, you must produce that sound. The stringer must string that sound. He must produce that rhythm. Because your life is supposed to bring a new sound into the earth. Hallelujah. How did I get here? Alright, well, let's go back. Let's go back. No one else can preach your sermon. No one else can sing your song. The sound that is trapped in your heart. You will need to come to a place of alignment for your generation to hear the rhythm, hear the force, hear the sound. Oh, your world starves without your sound. Your world starves without your flavor. There is a song that is locked up in your spirit. It's a song that is like the waterfalls of the Himalayas. And that sound will have to come. It will have to come because the Spirit of God is quickening it. God will never walk until He makes a sound. I hear a sound. Alebonte la hambre sufalaba. Niankombara sufres cava salimonte. Laosa mina brante scova samaila. Brekotami saminde hisco brante samanta lababoria. Burosisa salato zenzelete brescovanate basgivalando. Gombrescova samanta lababoria. Eboria sika mendola. There is a sound. A sound that must come from your spirit. Your spirit was designed like an instrument. The Bible says God is the one that trieth the reins. Is the one that tests the strings of your heart. There is a sound locked up in your heart. Bring it forth in the name of Jesus. Bring it forth. Bring it forth. Sile hele mandeluma imama la la. There is a sound. There is an utterance. A voice is crying in the wilderness. The voice is speaking from the wilderness. There is a sound. It took him 24 years to get the instrument of his heart tuned so that he could release the sound from the wilderness. Everybody in Judea had to migrate into the wilderness because there was a sound. When will we hear your sound? When will the cry locked
streets. The Bible says wisdom cries on the streets. Wisdom cries. There is a sound on the street, but the simple people have not heard it.
I hear the sound. Haile manamo selema. Haile manamo sandama. Haile manamo selema. Olama. Haile manamo selema. Haile manamo sanama. Haile manamo.
Says the same things he said to Abraham. Get thee out. For some of us, it's get thee out from thy country. You are in a land dominated by Satan, darkness. You will have to get out of thy country. For some of us, it's get thee out of thy kindred. You have fallen in love with something that is not God. And that thing has become an idol in your heart, manipulating your possibilities and destiny. For some, it's get thee out from thy father's house. Your body is joined to something that God has not ordained. And that temple where God is supposed to reside is defiled. Whoa! Whoa! In the name of Jesus, can you close your eyes and be quiet? This is a surgical period. A surgical time. Jesus wants to conduct a surgery. Can you just be close your eyes. Let it be to you like it was for Adam in the garden, in the cool of the day. Close your eyes so that you can commune with your naked heart, so that you can hear the whisper of wisdom. Because the call tonight is get thee out. If you are here tonight under the sound of my voice, you were born a Christian, born into a Christian home, but you have never met with God. You like church, you like the religion called church, and you normally sit at the back so that you can make your exit without making any commitment. You have been part of the rat race, running from pillar to post, looking for that which is not lost. And the vagueness, the nakedness of soul has confronted you again and again. And you have seen that more years will not bring deliverance. More time will not change your story. More opportunities will only reveal your fatal lack. And tonight you want to connect with Jesus and say, Lord, if you will accept me, I surrender. If you will take me, I surrender. If that's what you are saying in your heart, put your right hand on your chest. If you are saying, Jesus, I want to start this journey. I want to cut covenant with you. I want to begin with you. I've been playing church, running from pillar to post, but tonight I stretch my hand of fellowship. If you will only hold it and have mercy on me. Now, can you be quiet, please? Just be quiet. Just be quiet. Your right hand on your chest. And those of you with your right hand on your chest, you can raise your left hand up so that I can see you. Don't allow the devil win the argument over your soul. He is speaking now, trying to contend with your life. He's telling someone, they have known you in church for a long time. Don't embarrass yourself, Satan, trying to take you away from the path of life. If your hand is lifted, lift it high so that I can see. All right, if you are lifting your hand, leave your seat and come before the altar here so that I can lead you to talk to Jesus and break the yoke of your life. Those of you with your hands lifted, climb down the staircase. Climb down. He calls you. The instruction tonight is get thee out. I'm waiting for you. He wants to inscribe for those of you that are already down here, ask him for mercy. Say, Jesus, have mercy on me. Have mercy. Have mercy on me. Have mercy. Have mercy. Forget about the person standing by your side.
Na 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 na.
Plead with Jesus now.
Na na na.
I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. I'm waiting for you. Be bold. It's a day of destiny. It's a day to decide to pitch your camp, your tent with Jesus. Don't say I'm a prayer second. Don't say I'm a prayer second. Don't say I'm an established, my father is a pastor. Jesus is calling. The instruction tonight is get thee out. Now Jesus waits for four people. Now Jesus waits for three people. Now he waits for two people. Two people. Two people. Now he waits for one person. One person.
never had my own. But tonight he says, get thee out of thy country. Oh, we give you praise. Make sure you are calling him. Make sure you are calling him. Make sure you are calling him. You know who you were before you came to campus. And the moment you came to campus, things began to change. You started becoming a daughter of the devil. Cry out to him right now. Sale Boboria Masika Brendoza Mala Hamanasika. We give you praise, oh God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. I want to lead you to speak with Jesus. And every word you utter, let it be from the depth of your heart. Say, Lord Jesus. I can't hear you. Say, Lord Jesus. I come to you tonight. I accept that I've been running my life my own way. Please forgive me. Write my name in the book of life. Give me the power to live for you all the days of my life. Father, every covenant that I entered into knowingly or unknowingly, I renounce it. Let his power over my soul be broken. Every demon that claims to have possession of me, I renounce that demon. In the name of Jesus, let his power over my destiny be broken. In the name of Jesus, put your hand on me, Lord, and let me live before your presence all the days of my life. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus will give you a gift now. He's going to baptize you with his spirit right away. There's only one thing you need to do. Just ask him. Say, fill me with your spirit. Just ask him. Can you ask him? Fill me. Fill me with your spirit. And he will give you a gift. He will speak in tongues right now. Just ask him. Just ask him. Ask him. Ask him. Ask him. Fill me with your spirit. Let your spirit come upon me. Let your spirit come upon me. As he comes, he will give you utterance. Then you begin to speak in tongues. You begin to speak in tongues. You begin to speak in tongues. Asina hombre. Irama mama 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 mama. Sila brosketa mansa. In Jesus' name. Now let me tell you something. I'll pray for you now. When I pray, the utterance will come as it begins to flow. Speak it. Be bold. Alright? Be bold. It will flow. I guarantee that it will flow. The utterance. As it comes, you speak it. As it comes, you speak it. As it comes, you speak it. For some of you, the weight of the glory of God will be so strong, you'll not be able to stand. Father, in the name of Jesus, your people have requested for your spirit. And I want to ask, oh God, that you fill every one of them. Fill every one of them. Be bold, be bold, be bold. Fill every one of them. Yes, the utterance is coming. Fill them up. Fill them up. Fill them up. Be bold and be loud. Be bold. Fill them up. Fill them up. Fill them up. Fill them up. Male Sokoria Manatali. Fill them up. Sabrontes Cabalio Samantala. Fill them up. 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 Shaka Mentora Mahani. Brasketo Cabarato Sete Branta Baboria. Esco Sena Iscombreza Manto Samantale. Ekabaila Sobre Scava Samantala Baboria. Maesco Seta Nacos Cambre. Gava Sicotala, Icotambra Sana Maboria, Eco Samina Cardia Masala Baboria, Maricapa, people, people, Coronomo Sacatala Baboria, Coronomo Sebria, Icascanta Baborahada, Ecasqueso Sana Hambraile, Ecascaila Bosque, Brata Mansico Baria, Ica Mansala Babore Casquila. Glory to God. Glory. Glory. Kabo Semina. In Jesus' name. Listen to me. One of you, God wants to give you the gift of prophecy. One of you. One of you. It will come strong on you. Your physical strength will fail you. Father, help me find that one and put the gift upon that one. From my left hand side to my right hand side. Help me find that one. Okay, it's coming. It's coming strong. 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 Yes. Yeah, he's endued. He's endued with a gift. He's endued. Somebody else is receiving it. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. It's coming stronger. Yes, he's endued with it. The third person is receiving it now. Receiving it stronger. It's coming strong. It's coming strong. Coming stronger. Coming strong. Yes. Yes. It's coming strong. Strong. It's coming strong. Coming stronger. It's coming stronger. Coming stronger. Holy Ghost. There's a lady receiving it. There's a lady. There's a lady. There's a lady. There's a lady. It's coming strong. There's a yoke breaking. There's a yoke. The yoke is breaking. It's breaking. It's breaking. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Glory to God. In Jesus' name. Where is the counselor? Now listen to me. We want to begin the miracle service now. So you guys will just go this way. They'll take your name and your phone number. And then you join us for the miracle service. All kinds of things will happen here this night. All kinds of miracles. All kinds of things will take place. So just go down there and they'll take your name and then you join us back. You have 15 minutes, counselors. 15 minutes. 15 minutes, counselors. Can you celebrate them? We just have 15 minutes. We have 15 minutes with the people. Number two. Listen to me. Listen to me. Number two. If you are in this congregation, you are addicted to pornography, addicted to masturbation, you are a homosexual, you are a lesbian, come on. I'll pray for you in 3 seconds. The yoke will break. Pornography, masturbation,
If you are not desirous of deliverance, don't come. When he hits you hard, you will look for prayer. Hear my list again. Pornography, masturbation, homosexuality, lesbianism. You can come. Come. Be bold. If you make it down here, you will not go back with it anymore. If you come down here, you will not go back with it again. If you are tired of it and you need to be free, join us down here. Leave your seat. You have been struggling, but you will still masturbate. Struggling. For years, the demon has not left. The instruction tonight is come out. Come out. Get thee out. Don't be ashamed, just join in. There are many more ladies implicated by this thing than guys. Many more. The Bible says, today when you hear his voice, do not harden your heart. Join them. For those of you here, you have a deal with Jesus. Pastors, please, can you come? I would like you to interview them first. Know which case you are dealing with. One pastor to one person. One pastor to one person. One pastor to one person. I'm still waiting for like five ladies. Five ladies. Five ladies. I'm still waiting for like five ladies that need to come out. I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting. I'm still waiting for like five ladies. Still waiting. Ooh, ooh, ooh. I'm still waiting. Please, Evangelist Uka, can you go out to where the counselors are and find out from all the people outside if there is a lesbian among them? From there, come here. I'm still waiting for lesbians. You have been practicing lesbianism. You can come out. We'll break the yoke right now. I'm waiting for lesbians. You have practiced lesbianism. You can come out and be free right now. All right, pastors, haven't interviewed them. Can you begin to pray for them? I'll round up the prayer. Begin to minister to them. Begin to minister to them. Begin to minister to them. Do not be ashamed. It's your night of deliverance. Masturbation. Pornography. Join us in front here. The instruction is get thee out. To the miracle service. Where is Evangelist Uka? Evangelist Uka. Yes. Interview him and cast the spirit out. Any name If you are in the congregation, ask God for anything. Anything. He will grant it.
Sorena, oh Sally, Ronde Malacomba, Icala Lebrona, Elaye.
Ask him for anything. What is it that troubles you?
Oh.
Give you praise. We thank you, Lord. We thank you, Master. In the name of Jesus. Lord, I pray for all the people that came out, held up by one spirit or the other spirit. In the name of Jesus, I demand their release. I demand that the yoke on their lives be broken. Let liberty be granted them right now in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name. You may go back. For those of you that they are finished with you, you can go back. Now it's time for miracles. It's time for signs and wonders. But see, we are going to pray. Just raise a prayer point. Tell God again what you want. Tell him. Tell him.
Thank
you, Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Listen. Listen. I see in the spirit there are 21 ladies in the hall. God is going to conscript them into his army. Alright? He's going to conscript 21 ladies. But that's the last thing we'll do. I'm also seeing that there are 7 prophets that God will anoint. You begin to hear and see in the spirit. There are 2 people that God will give the gift of healing. When you lay your hands on the sick, you'll find them healed. One of the 2 people is a medical student. There is one person in the congregation. Please, you remind me of all these things I'm saying. There's one person in the congregation. God will give you the ability to see and cast out devils. Just one person. So that's what God wants to do. All right? He will do that. But wait. Wait, now me, I want to pray so that people can be healed. Is there anybody in the hall you have a hearing problem on any of your ears? Hearing problem. Any other person? We have one here. Hearing problem. Well, okay, 2 here. Hearing problem. Any other person? Okay, we have, there are many. Oh my. Now, this is what you would do. You take your index finger. Put it in the ear that cannot hear properly. If the ear is even totally deaf, no problem. You
It's not only this one that works. If it's left, put this. If it's right, put this. So that you'll not be looking funny. Have you done that? Don't remove it until I say remove it. Okay? Now, if you have a sickness on your body, maybe your genotype is SS. Oh my God. Can you? We are not praying yet. Don't worry. Can you keep quiet? Just keep quiet. Keep quiet. Okay. If you have genotype SS and you want AA, alright, that's your problem. You put your hand on your head. After this conference, it ends on tomorrow, which is Thursday. You can go to the lab on Friday and conduct a test and confirm the status of your genotype. If you are HIV positive and you are trusting God to become HIV negative, on Friday, go back to the lab and conduct a test. If hepatitis, if you are a victim of hepatitis B and you are trusting God to be free of that, go back to the lab on Friday after this prayer. All kinds of things will come out of people in a moment of time. Put your hand where you need a miracle. If there's pain on your back, if you had an accident and there's pain on your legs, any kind of pain whatsoever, sickness, fever, put your hand there. Just put your hand there. In Jesus' name. Now, this is the time where you will need to shout and respond. In Jesus' name. You see, when you shout, amen, then I can see in the spirit. Just like now, I saw a lady that is being tormented in the night. Demons visit her in the night. Her night times are terrible, and her name is Mary. Alright, night times are terrible. All kinds of... Who is that one? Bring that one first. Are you with me? There is a lady that is called Mary in this congregation. Where are you? Okay, see. Now, when they said amen, I saw that. Mary, come. You are my guest. I say in Jesus' name. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. There's somebody here, when you were young, a small child, alright, you were given a charm, a protective charm, so that you'll be protected, because males, so many males died, so they wanted to secure you. Where's the lady? Where's that lady? Okay, she's, oh my God. Hallelujah. So they gave this guy a charm of protection to keep him. And now the demons are revolting. And it is throwing the person into confusion. Person can't. Confusion. 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 He's a young man. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. Strange things are happening here. In the name of Jesus. You know what I'm seeing? I'm seeing a household where they worship the spirit of reproach and there is terrible poverty. Your coming to school won't change it. It won't make it better. But God will take it away tonight. In the name of Jesus Christ. I say in the name of Jesus. There's somebody in this congregation, you hear voices, audible voices, and most times this voice calls your name. Where are you? Audible. Yeah, come. There's somebody in this congregation. Are you with me? We have not started the miracle service. This is sampling. It's called sampling. It's called sampling. Hallelujah. Your amen is producing this one. It's sampling. There's somebody in this place. There's an old woman that appears to you in your dream. And when you see this old woman, the old woman comes to threaten you. Where are you? An old woman. It's consistent. Can you just wave your hand? Let me know you are in the hall. All right, you can come. It's an old woman. In the name of Jesus. Hey! Demons are quaking.
Demons are quaking. Now, evangelist, come. Shake me. Shake me. Alright? Touch this lady. Touch her. There's a demon there. There's a demon. It will come out now. It will come out. Yes, from the east. Oh my God. Oh my God. In the name of Jesus! Now listen. Listen. Is that a young man? Is that a young man? Huh? Ask him if he has a mark on his body. Listen. Can you hear me? This is Holy Ghost time. Don't get distracted. Okay, see, you have made me miss that thing now. Oh, I've missed it. I've missed it. In the name of Jesus! Ah, the thing has gone. The thing has gone. Lord, help me. Barine zikle bre, Corasco tamina brante, Boronasi la brate copotolia mahabrasi, Boria sika bresco vananima, Paranaskibo, Milombre scufatami, Mila cabrasque focotolia banteli, Milosi manacande. Ruba masaila, ruba mazebri, ruba masukata, labresco, silamunda. Thank you, Jesus. Listen. There is a lady in this hall. A demon has followed you for 12 years. This lady that I speak about, this demon has driven suitors from your life. Your life is taking a pattern that is not ordained by God. Now, I will ask for the Holy Spirit, Father, in the name of Jesus, can you please help me find this lady in the congregation? Help me find her. Help me find her. Help me find her. Let your hand come on her. Help me find her. Holy Spirit, help me find her. Help me find her. Help me find her. From my left hand side to my right hand side. Okay, it's coming now. It's coming. It's coming. Help me find her. Help me find her. Help me find her. Holy Ghost, help me find her. Holy Ghost, help me find her. Holy Ghost, help me find her. Yeah, it's coming. Now bring that lady. There's a special way we need to help them. Hallelujah. Please don't remove your hand from where I said you put it. Oh. Mazile kembre guvali. Kuria mamasila. Alright. Those of you here, you are in Jesus' clinic. Alright. And he will touch you by himself. He will touch you by himself. The way, the sign Jesus will show that he has answered my prayer is that his anointing will come upon one person among you and the person will fall down. That's the sign he will show us. Father, in the name of Jesus, begin to touch your people and let the yoke be broken. Touch them and let the yoke be broken. Touch them and let the yoke be broken. Show me the sign you showed me. Let your grace come upon one of them. 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 Bring that lady. Let your hand descend upon one of them. Uka, help me lay hands on them. Just lay hands and pass. Let the reaction continue. Lay hands and pass. Lay hands and pass. There's a demon that has been following you, sister. Come. Now stop following her. Come out of her. No. Shala, that's no. Touch like this and go. Touch with one hand. Touch. Your hand is the hand of Jesus. Don't. Just touch. Just. Your hand is the hand of Jesus. So that the sign he gave me can come to pass.
Can you bring that one? Bring that one. Bring that one. One person has been healed. One deaf ear has opened. You don't need to believe it. Don't worry. I command that demon following you, come out. Yes. All right, let's pray. In the name of Jesus. Father, I arrest every binding, crippling spirit, every spirit of infirmity, every spirit of sickness and disease. In the name of Jesus, I break your hold. I break your yoke. You deafening spirits, I bind you. Come out in the name of Jesus. I see someone with a lung condition. A lung condition. You have breathing problems. Breathing problems. Breathing problems. You have asthma. You have an inhaler that you have been using for 13 years. But today, I arrest asthma. Asthma, be bound and come out. Asthma, be bound and come out in the name of Jesus. In Jesus' name. I see someone with pains on the legs. I command the pain on the leg to go. I command it to go. I command it to go. I command it to go. Be bound. Be bound. Be bound. Be bound. Be bound. Be bound. And come out in the name of Jesus. Hey! Jesus wants to heal eyes. Eyes. I rebuke glaucoma. I rebuke myopia. I rebuke astigmatism. I rebuke hypermetropia. I rebuke cataract. Every form of blindness, partial blindness, I command you in the name of Jesus, come out of your eyes. Pains on the back. I break those pains on the back in the name of Jesus Christ. I command it to come out. Come out. Come out. Come out in Jesus' mighty name. There's somebody in the congregation. There's a liquid that used to come out of your ear. One of your ear. Where are you? A liquid. A liquid comes out of one of your ear. I can't see it. Can you wave like this? Just do like this. Okay. A liquid. Jesus is healing that ear now. Yeah. I see it. I see the angel of the Lord dispatched from heaven. And he's using something to... Oh my. Oh my. It's working. It's working on it. It's working on it. That yoke is broken. That yoke is broken. Somebody in this hall, you were dedicated to a demonic altar. As a child. As a child. You see yourself in the river. In the river. Where are you? In your dreams. Come. See yourself in the river. It's time to come out of the river. It's time to come out. That's not your habitat. You are dedicated to an altar and tonight you will be delivered. In the name of Jesus. Okay, now see, healings have started happening now. It's happening. I just saw the healing angel. He has come. So healings are taking place. Healings are taking place. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. Receive your miracle. In the name of Jesus, I command the yoke to break. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Now, in the next 5 minutes, what you will do, check your body and assess yourself. If the pain is still there, if the deafness is still there, if the sight problem is still there, just check yourself in the next 5 minutes. Now, those of you that were standing here at the first, you can go. You are free. The ones that see themselves in the water. Oh my God. Can you do me a favor? Put your hand on your optical cord. Don't remove it. Leave it there. Don't remove it. Don't remove it. Yes, be checking yourselves.
Father, in the name of Jesus, wait, can you stop that song? Stop that song, stop that song. In the name of Jesus, I break the yoke, I break the link. That ritual that was done with their umbilical cord, I break the link. I break the link. I plead the blood. Yes, that's my authority. That's my authority. I plead the blood. I plead the blood. Now come out of the place where you were kept. Come out of the place where you were kept. Come out of the place where you were kept. His hand will be strong on you. Come out. One of you is coming out. So you that is coming out, come out! Yes. Come out of that place. Tomorrow I will pray so that your spiritual senses can be activated. Then you can have sight beyond your eyes. You can have hearing beyond your ears. You can shake somebody and know that, no, this person is not from here. This one is a strange personality. I break the yoke on you, and I command you to come out from where you were kept. I break the yoke, come out. 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 Father, in the name of Jesus, receive them unto yourself. Let the covenant that tied them down be rendered null and void. In the name of Jesus. Yeah, he has heard me. Go. Yes, if you have confirmed the healing on your body, can you raise your hand and wave to me? If you confirm that your ear can hear now, the pain has gone now. Wait, can you wave stronger? All right, if you are sure, come out. If you are sure you are healed, come out. We want to take five testimonies. Five. Please run down quickly. Can you run down? Run down. Run down. All of you that were healed, just come down. We'll select the five.
You are the man of what
time? No. It's your company.
So this is part one. Part two will be impartations. Jesus will be putting anointings on people. It's part of my calling to transfer spiritual gifts. Yes, we need another mic so that you people can investigate. Can you get another mic? Okay. Reverend Hughes, get another mic so that we can take these testimonies quickly. Yes, please come out quickly. Come out quickly if you have confirmed it. Somebody's ear got corrected. There's a hearing problem that has been corrected. In the congregation, somebody's hearing problem has been corrected. Join them. Haven't tested yourself, confirmed it, you can join them. Yes, Pastor Mike, what's happening there?
Sir, she had headache during the service. While you prayed, the pain vanished instantly. She's been made whole.
She's been made whole. Lord, we give you praise and glory in the name of Jesus. Where is the headache person? Come. I will bless you before you go back. Thank you, Father. Let it be permanent in Jesus' name.
He's been deaf on his left ear for 1 week now.
He's been
and you gave instructions. He followed. Now okay. the ear is open.
Now, is he the one that a liquid used to come out of the ear?
While he put his hand on the ears, this is what came out of his ear. And instantly he began to hear.
A strange insect came out of the ear and the hearing has been restored. If you are still in this hall, say amen.
Amen.
Now, cameraman, I would like you to pick that. An insect came out of the ears just now and his hearing has been restored. Can you shout hallelujah? Lord, it is permanent in the name of Jesus.
Praise the Lord.
You are released. Yep.
Sir, she had paralysis on her hand for 8 years.
Paralysis.
She hasn't been able to clench nor close the hand for 8 years. Now, after the prayers, she can clench the fist right now completely to the glory of the Lord. It's been on for 8 years. Please clench it one more time. Hallelujah.
Celebrate Jesus.
Praise the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Wait.
He's had.
Wait, I'm coming.
She was operated upon. Where's the cameraman? You know, sometimes when we say these things, people say, we came to campus, got the people, told them what to say, told them how to act. Hallelujah.
Amen.
She was operated on this hand. Okay, there's a stitch here. She's just clenching this hand now. This is the bone that was displaced.
Every morning, if I wake up, the hand will be paralyzed. That is for like maybe 5 minutes. And then I'll have to struggle to make it come back to life, you get, before I can wake up. Like, every morning.
So you wake up and then your hand refuses to wake up.
Life leaves the hand every morning. And she hasn't clenched the fist for 8 years.
Have to pound. Now you see, God has given her her hand back.
Hallelujah.
Lord, it is permanent in the name of Jesus. And I decree that anything that the devil has taken from you, it is restored in Jesus' name. You are blessed. You know, Jesus does what he does for free. He just says, come and take. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, what happened there?
Partial deafness on the left ear for 2 years.
Partial deafness. They followed the instruction and now the ear can hear. Can you celebrate Jesus?
Leg pain for 2 months is gone.
Yes, I've been looking for
leg pain for 2 months is gone.
God showed me that leg pain.
By word of knowledge.
And the pain is gone.
It's gone.
Father, in the name of Jesus.
Praise God. You can go to your seat.
In Jesus' name.
Another issue of waist pain gone by word of knowledge.
There's somebody that is healed, but you are still in the congregation. You felt something on your chest while I was praying. God was handling a chest condition. Are you in the congregation? He was handling a chest condition.
He's coming up.
Where's the person? So I saw that in the spirit. Yes.
This lady also had leg issues too.
Your back. It is permanent in the name of
leg
Jesus.
Leg pain gone. Yes.
The name of Jesus.
By word of knowledge.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Just as you said that, while you were praying, she felt this weight on her chest. And she's been struggling with heartburn for many years.
Oh my God.
And she's been healed.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oof.
Now, I didn't push her. You know, some people say we push people. You know, that's why I don't like touching people, because they say we pushed.
We are
Moria Sima. Tomorrow will be a harvest of miracles. If you have a sick person, somebody crippled, he can't walk, deaf person in the hostel, just invite them. And God will be healing people, opening. Sorry, there's somebody that was touched on the eyes. You were experiencing a heat, your eyes were itching you terribly, and it stopped. There's an eye condition. Yes, what happened?
He is still ongoing. He was having severe pain on the left side of his waist. But while the prayers were going on, he just discovered the pain had vanished.
Okay, the pain just left. It is permanent in the name of Jesus. Where is the eye person? Eye. Aye. Okay. There you go. Aye. Glory to God.
Amen.
Glory to God. Yes, what happened to her?
She has had chest pain too.
Chest pain
and now it's completely gone.
What happened? Did you feel anything?
While you were praying, she felt a weight on her chest and now
that
the pain is gone.
You are calling a weight. It's a demon. You have been hosting a demon for a long time.
Yeah. You didn't push her?
No, that's not pushing.
Hallelujah.
All right. At least with what wants to happen now, you will know we don't push people.
Yeah.
All the ladies in the hall, stand up. God is looking for 21 of you. Now, just stand up clean. I know it's 21 of you. No. Don't play yet. Now, just put your hand here. That's all. Thank you for that. Great job. Father, you showed me that you'll be recruiting the lionesses, 21 individuals, female people, that you call the priestesses of the altar. The priestesses of the altar. And since they are priestesses of the altar, you will reveal them by fire. From my left hand side to my right hand side to the back of the hall, help me find the priestesses. Help me find the priestesses of the altar. Find them by fire. 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 The priestesses of the altar. From my left hand side to my right hand side to the back of the hall. Look at them. 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 They are of the altar. The priestesses of the altar. There are 21 ladies. 21 ladies. God will cause you to hear and see in the spirit. Father, locate every one of them. Locate them. Locate them. Locate them. Locate them. Now, ushers, you help me count. If it's up to 21, you tell me so that I can stop. Locate the priestesses, the lionesses, ladies that you have chosen to release your authority upon. Help me find them, Lord. It's coming stronger. 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 Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Holy Ghost. Move. Come strong upon you. It comes strong upon you. Come strong upon you. With burning and flames. With burning and flames. Come strong. Oh my God. Okay. The heat from heaven descends. The heat descends. The heat descends. The fire descends. The fire descends. All over this place. On the altar. On the altar, priestesses. Receive the grace. Receive the grace to stand in the place of prayer as intercessors. Sold out to the Lord Jesus as priestesses for your family, for your generation. Let the burden of prayer come upon your heart from today. You are called by fire. You are called by fire. For every battle of the warrior is with confused noise and garments rolled in blood. But this shall be with burning. With burning and flames of fire. Burning. Burning. Burning and flames of fire. Glory to God. Glory to God.
Sir. There are 42 of them.
There are 42.
That's 44 now. 44. 44 now. Yeah. Oh. That's 21 times 2 plus 2.
Plus 2. Okay.
45 now.
45.
45 okay. Now.
Pastors, can you help me lay hands? Just
45
for confirmation. Men. For confirmation. Pastors, please. They are consecrated.
46.
46. As
more persons under the power.
The spirit of intercession comes upon them. The spirit of intercession. The spirit of supplication. That's what we receive.
When
we
labor,
the Lord put the spirit of supplication upon us.
Let them sing. Let them sing.
Of intercession upon us. He put the fire of prayer upon our lives.
Ah, 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 ah,
It's coming stronger.
Holy Ghost. Move.
Now listen. All the pastors, where are the pastors? Come, come, I have something for you. All of you. No, come up, come up. Come on stage. Come. Mommy, come. Where are you? Come. Alright. There's an anointing that has come now. You should inherit it. It should become part of your ministry. If you are an ordained pastor, you can join in.
Blow, blow, blow like a mighty wind.
Yep.
Spirit of victory, cover us with your wings.
Capacity to do instant miracles, instant. You pray and
it
happens on the spot.
Like a mighty wind.
You go to a place where people doubt
Spirit
men of God. You clear their doubt by the power of God. If I touch you, you can go. If I touch you, you can go. If I touch you, you can go.
Spirit of victory.
If I touch you, you can go. Away, you will be a mighty deliverance minister in the middle belt. God will take you from Benue, take you to Nasarawa, the places where altars have been raised in the name of Satan. You will have the authority to pull down things built by the kingdom of darkness. You will have authority from the Lord. The anointing comes. The anointing comes. It's a radical anointing. It's a radical anointing. It's radical. It's radical. It's radical. It's radical. It's radical. Anointing on my hand. If I carry it home, I won't be able to sleep. So help me remove it. If you desire it, it will come into your spirit. Father, transmit. 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 Stronger. 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 Transmit. 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 Transmit stronger. Transmit stronger. Transmit. Transmit. You will have ability to ascend to heaven and take songs from the lips of angels. Grace is given unto you. Grace is given. Grace is given. Anywhere you are, you can pray in tongues for 2 minutes. There are high cherubs of glory here, angels of heaven.